Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL. Real quick before we go, in the break, because we were talking about things you'd like to go back to, that was our question of the day. And one of the things that we were talking about, we got to talking about old school TV shows. And one of the things I want to go back to is just like longer runs of, or longer season lengths. Because now you get like a season of a show is like 8 episodes and you get it every couple of years. I miss, and I do recognize it's hard to do it, but them 22 episode seasons where, you know, you just got TV for months.
It was
months.
All year. It ain't that damn hard, man. That show Wednesday, the one that's on Netflix,
yeah.
They released season 2. They released 4 episodes.
That's season 2?
And then they waited months later to release the other 4.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what is y'all doing?
You know, that
man?
Happened on one, that High Potential. I don't know if y'all have seen that.
That was a Hulu show, wasn't it?
Yeah, we watched like 7.
It's actually ABC, I want to say.
Yeah, it's actually ABC.
ABC and Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, it's
my
really.
My wife liked that show.
I really like
she
it a lot.
She loved
too.
That show, Ashley.
I really like it a lot. I think they did like 6 episodes, and then they said returning in like March.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
My wife was pissed.
Yeah.
I done got invested in this.
We watched 6 episodes.
And then I
got
to wait till next year.
Yeah.
Somehow that got us talking about like back in the day with TV shows. And then we just started thinking about, you remember what old used to, or what we used to think old was?
Mm-hmm.
And we started thinking about the Golden Girls. And then Lopez, you brought up a fantastic find.
Okay. So Lethal Weapon, when obviously it came out in 1987. Remember Danny Glover?
Getting too old for this bleep.
I'm getting too old for this stuff. Blah, 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 blah. He was 41. He was 41 in that movie. Well, I mean, he was literally 41 years old.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's old?
That is incredible. Too old, in fact.
We right around the corner.
Yes. Too old for this bleep.
All right. Figgy's going to beat Danny Glover in a couple of years.
I'm going to say that probably in a couple weeks on this show. I'm getting too
old.
Well,
don't say the, don't say the whole thing because, I would like to not be in trouble with the FCC. Well, some people have been in trouble in other ways. And yet still, apparently you can always make your way back. Because one, Deshaun Watson is having his practice window opened by the Cleveland Browns.
Welcome back, buddy.
He's back, baby.
Are they for real? Do they have no shame?
Hey, I mean, do you trust? Do you trust those quarterbacks they got right now?
It's not about trust.
Or unless you just want to tank.
It's not about – but it's not even – you could tank with the dudes that you got right now. The fact of the matter, though, is I was looking at kind of some prep work for draft stuff. And
of course you were.
Yeah, I'm a sicko.
Of course you were. Me too.
Are we new? But, like, people are looking at which teams might be drafted quarterbacks. The Browns absolutely can be in there. You need to find out if you definitely need to be in there, which is give Shedeur Sanders all these reps and figure out if you could do something with him.
I have a theory on this.
Why in the hell? You know that you want to get rid of Deshaun Watson as soon as you can.
Have you?
What does this do for you?
Have you heard of somebody that just kind of work you to the bone because you on the you getting paid anyway?
Okay, that ties in with my theory on this. I think this
you're already getting paid, so you might as well practice, buddy.
I think this is all semantics. I don't think the Browns have any intention of playing him. I don't think he has any intention of playing. But once you clear all the medical all the medicals, you know, all the hurdles and the tests and the and everything else. If he doesn't allow himself to be, you know, available to practice, then maybe the contract is in jeopardy. I think this is all semantics. I think this is all.
That makes sense.
We got to do it. We don't want to. You got to do it. You don't want to. But let's do this. I think that's what this is.
We'll see.
So staying together for the kids.
Yeah, staying together for the kids until they graduate high school.
And I don't know, maybe they're also trying to get him up and, like, you could have him be the emergency quarterback or something. I don't know.
But I think there's something else here.
I do not trust
him. You don't think he's going to play this year?
No. I don't think they want him to, and I don't think he wants to.
I think he wants to.
You got to put some tape out there, man. If he could play the last two games, you don't think anybody going to be like, oh, I'll take a flyer?
Why? He's getting 230 no matter what.
Yeah, but I'm guessing he still probably want to play in the NFL, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, none of them people think like that, though. Everybody in football, or not everybody, because that's way too wide a brush to paint with. However, so many of those dudes in football, they want to compete.
No, I completely agree.
The thing I always talk about with coaches, where it's like, you got the cushy job and they paying out. Why are you going looking for another one?
But there are exceptions. Is he wired in such a way, like, I got to prove these people wrong?
Has he fallen in our eyes?
Yeah.
He's spending all his time on a yacht with a jilly, yeah, man.
Now, he also posts a lot of workout videos, throwing the football that stuff. Yeah.
That's right. Best shape of his life.
Yeah, every time I see him post stuff like that, I'm like, okay, he's still trying to play. Maybe not for the Browns.
I think Reggie's right. By and large, these are competitors. They want to play no matter what. You know, I will say coach is coach. You know, whether he has a $30 million in the bank, buyout, or whatever, I think there are always exceptions. I think Deshaun Watson has pretty much said, you know what, I'm good.
From the 346, want to go back to when Deshaun Watson was great. I feel like I also want to go back to the place of time when he was nasty.
Hey, that was a good time, though.
That's what I'm saying. I want to go back to the time where not only was he great, but I also didn't know he was nasty.
Yeah. We was comparing him to Patrick Mahomes,
yes,
man.
We were.
Some people might have been saying he was better.
Yeah.
And somewhat credibly, mind you, right? Like, because sometimes people be saying stuff and it's like, all right.
No, it was a legit argument, man.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I think the worst part about it was we had Bill O'Brien. So it's like, man, we don't even know what Deshaun can really do if he had a good offensive coordinator.
And now look at us like, why are you letting him practice?
Yeah.
Don't let him practice. How the mighty have fallen. All right. Continuing around the NFL, the noise around one Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Steelers, is getting loud. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that like metaphorically. I mean it literally. Did you see the game this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Fire Tomlin.
Fire Tomlin chants audibly heard during the Steelers game. And look, we understand. You sometimes things can happen where people are chanting. You go, hey, what are they saying?
Yeah.
When you can tell, like, oh, I know exactly what they're saying.
Yeah.
They are in unison. They are loud. And that doesn't happen without a large sentiment, to the point where Mike Tomlin was asked about it. And his response was, in general, I agree with them from this perspective. Football is a game. We are in the sport entertainment business. And so if you root for the Steelers, entertaining them is winning. And so when you're not winning, it's not entertaining. And if you've been in this business, you understand that. And so I respect it. I share their frustrations. I understand what makes this thing go.
Good for him. I mean, that's typical Tomlin. I have a question for you too. Is this be careful what you wish for, or is this it is time? It's run its course.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Yeah, well, but no, I think it can be either, though, either or. I'm leaning toward it's run its course. You know, I don't think he's any lesser of a coach. I think he's still great, but it's kind of run its course in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think, quote the great Lovie Smith, sometimes divorce is a good thing. Yeah.
That's right.
I think at this point,
yeah,
he's been there almost 20 years now. Mm-hmm. And I think right now they probably do need to change. Both of them need to change the scenery.
Yeah.
I think they do.
You still think maybe a little bit of both?
No, I think it is both.
Yeah.
But I do think it has run its course. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because like it's run its course. It's because the way that he's been operating, he doesn't have his fastball in some ways. One, I've talked about it. His coordinator hires have been bad.
Yeah.
Just bad.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Mike Tomlin is what? A defensive coach?
Mm-hmm.
Defensive-minded coach? The way that they play defense has been so much predicated on individual brilliance.
Yes.
And now as those individuals are fading in some ways,
yeah.
I think you're seeing that the schematics of what they have, in the way that I will bleep Mike McCarthy up and down in the modern era because he runs an offense from 2008, the defense that they're running,
same.
antiquated, and you're seeing the ways in which you're not getting schematic advantage there. Now you're also not getting the benefit of the CEO coach and hiring really well.
Mm-hmm.
That's problematic. I think that somewhere like Tennessee,
I think there's a lot. New York Giants.
Would you at all be? Well, I say Tennessee for a reason.
Yeah.
Would you all be concerned if Tennessee goes and hires him?
Yes,
should he be made?
Yes, with a qualifier. I think Mike Tomlin needs a general manager. A strong general manager. I think he needs to quit worrying about running the whole show and just be Mike Tomlin, football coach. Him with a really strong general manager might be the secret sauce. You know? I think he can adapt. I think he can adjust, you know, in terms of how he's calling things. I don't think, unless it's his call, he might want to sit out a year, but I don't think he can go. He wouldn't have to go more than a week without getting another job. Unless he wants to sit out.
Yeah.
But I think with a strong general manager that he respects, just coach football, man.
Do you feel like he will do well with like a rebuild type of team? Like Tennessee?
Good question.
I actually think he would do very well with that type of team.
You
because
do?
The stresses wouldn't be as high, right? Mm-hmm. The expectations wouldn't be high. And he is a culture builder.
Yeah.
Capital C, capital B.
Yeah.
And I think that that's exactly what those types of teams would need.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing it back to Tennessee. Talk about culture and being needed there. Yeah. They got Jeffrey Simmons standing for his locker every game week.
Yeah.
Talking about basically in not so many words or in more words in some ways, they need culture.
Yeah.
That's culture, dude.
Yeah.
So I think that could be interesting. But again, the noise getting loud. On the other side, that is a team that's hired how many coaches in the last 50 years?
Yeah.
I do wonder, like, hiring coaches is not easy in this league.
Yeah. Three.
They've not hired in our modern context of, well, you're hiring a guy for his schematics and then seeing if he can do the coaching thing.
Like, Texans have had three coaches in the last 5 years. They've had three in 50.
Yeah, that's insane, man.
Yeah, so I'm very intrigued as to what they would do if they fired him. Like, if they are prepared for entering this head coaching landscape where I don't know inherently what makes a good coach, but I do know that teams are hiring off the schematics.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested to see.
I'm kind of curious how they're going to go about that if they did fire him. Because was Tomlin he wasn't on the staff before, right?
What do you mean?
He
wasn't in Pittsburgh. Yeah. He wasn't in Pittsburgh. He came from Miami, right? He was on
Miami. Okay.
I think he had done some interviews with Miami.
It Minnesota? I think he was with the Vikings at one point.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's so long. I can't even. That's
20 years ago.
Yeah, but, Vikings.
I'm just kind of curious where Pittsburgh would go. Like, what type of coach are they looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That might be the wrong way of looking at it, because I think that might be the thing that sends teams astray, is looking for a particular type of coach, where in all reality, it's probably look at what's available and mold yourself into, you know, hey, this seems like the dude who has the best opportunity to do a good job. And that is the style of team that we are going to be.
And see, the thing is, like, when you hire them, I'm looking at somebody they could keep for another 20 years.
You would think.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, that might lead you astray if you're like, this guy's got to be a 20. And it might just be, hey, what's a good coach that we can acquire so that we can get ourselves
maybe hire
the football
team? 55-year-old, proven, you know, guy that can maybe come in. Or you can go with the young buck do you go offense? Do you hire an offensive mind?
If it's like some type of wonder boy or something like that could be there for another 20 years and then he'll be 55 in his 20th year or something like that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they do want to keep that trend going, not hiring a lot of head coaches.
Yeah.
All right, so this is around the NFL. This is NFL related, but it kind of ties into something that I believe to be a little funny. Hey, Ben Roethlisberger. The noise is getting loud around Mike Tomlin. How do you feel?
Being talked about around here a lot. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, whether maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State?
Dude.
He'd probably go win national championships.
That would be something. That would be something. Penn State. They're a bleep show right now, Penn State. They got turned down by the BYU coach.
Kalani Sitake.
They just showed the graphic last yesterday. I think they were 126th in recruiting. Today they're 134th on signing day in recruiting. Getting Mike Tomlin in there, upstate or downstate, and it's kind of side state.
It's in the middle of the state. Really.
See what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, have we not learned our lesson and just going, oh, that NFL culture will do good in college football? Why do we keep doing this?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, would he go to college?
I have no idea. I don't know what.
I don't see him going to Penn State or college.
Mm-hmm. But he likes. He said that he likes challenges in coaching. That's what he believes coaching to be. So yeah. But I thought that was. I was like, that's kind of absurd. We mentioned this earlier. Rather, Laika Tomlinson released by the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't know if this is a corresponding move per se. Solomon Bird is returning mm-hmm. to the team, and Amir Speed, the cornerback who you saw special teams doing stuff. They both of them are on the 53-man roster as of today. So that's going on.
Laken Tomlinson, I mean, there's no other way to characterize it as just a fail, right?
Yeah. I mean,
just flat out fail.
That was somebody that you had penciled in as a starter.
Penciled
in
as a starter.
In training camp.
Wasn't real good as a starter. Started rotating, then got benched. I mean, that's a fail. $3.5 million. $1 million guarantee and $1 million bonus and $2.5 million guarantee.
Yeah, later on, I think at noon, let's have the conversation about this, because Nick Caserio, like, the evaluation of him has been so interesting at this point, where you've seen a little bit of solidification in the team in general and in some particular ways, while also seeing some things that you could very much take to go, mm-hmm. see, that's a demerit. Yeah. That's a demerit. Yeah. So I think we need to evaluate that. But there you go. That's Around the NFL here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, actually, let's do this, because – ESPN put together an interesting piece looking at the best NFL players at 109 different skills. Are the Texans the absolute best at any skills in the league? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's what the big voice man just said, but I like saying it as well. Hope your Wednesday is going pretty well to this point. It can get a lot better, because we got a few giveaways that we're doing today. First and foremost, it's a Wednesday where we typically give away the $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. And winning that also gives you the opportunity to be entered for a chance to win a grill, right? It's a Traeger Woodridge Elite Grill. Is that a good one?
Oh, yeah. Woodridge is fantastic.
And then it's also, you will also get
nice
a case.
Nice and big, too.
You also get a case of John Lopez's OG sauce.
That's fantastic.
Is that also good?
That is
fantastic. That's a little throw-in right there.
So we'll do that in the 12 o'clock hour. And then later, we will also be giving away a pair of tickets to see the Houston Hoops Showdown, which will feature U of H versus Florida State this Saturday, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, all week.
All week we're giving away
real
those tickets.
Real quick, can I give a shout-out?
Please.
Can I give a shout-out to my dad? My dad is sitting here watching us right now.
What's happening, Pops?
Hey, what's happening?
My dad, my sister Trina is over there.
What do you call your dad?
Dad.
Okay.
Yeah, dad.
How'd you come up with that?
Okay.
Hey, man, I'm a genius, man. You know what? I'm going to call you dad. I think a fun fact, when I was younger, so a lot of people call him by his nickname, which is Eddie. Mm-hmm. I think for one moment I was calling him Eddie because I was kind of repeating what everybody else said.
Mm-hmm.
But
and then you decided to be an innovator.
Yeah,
you were like,
you know what? You look like a dad.
I think so.
Yeah. So shout out to my dad. My uncle Mark is over there.
Hey,
and my sister Trina over there, all watching us.
Well, hi there.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate y'all. No, they're watching you do your big thing,
mm-hmm.
and we appreciate that you're here with us every damn day here in Loop. All right. This Texas team, one thing that we know for sure is elite is the defense. But one of the things that I found interesting was this piece that ESPN put out, and it's Matt Bowen of ESPN. They went around and they picked the NFL's top players by specific skills. There's 109 different skills that they took, and obviously for different positions, like the most accurate passer in all of the National Football League, the best deep ball thrower, the best passing mechanics, so on and so forth, 109 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that I have for you, John Lopez, and dear listeners, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Do you believe that there are Texans that are the absolute best at any skills in the league?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. And I don't even know what all the skills are.
Well, I mean, there's 109 of them. It's
but
a lot.
I can name a couple that I think they are.
Okay, who are the players that you would think of that you're like, they probably have a skill that is the absolute best in the National Football League?
Derek Stingley would be at the top of my list.
Okay.
And that would be cover, or whatever they call it, in that list. I would say Will Anderson Jr. would be on the list.
Sure.
Maybe as really maybe like an all-around, because, you know, he's good against the run, sets the edge, and rushes the passer.
Yeah.
Are there any others I'm missing?
I mean, I don't want to just go down and name the best players on the team.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what happens in some ways.
I kind of want to take a shot in the dark.
But we're looking at the skill they have.
Okay, I was going to take a shot in the dark and say maybe Kalen Bullock. Is he somewhere
ball
on that
skill?
List? Yeah.
Yeah, he might be.
Okay, so with that being the case, if I'm doing my numbers right here, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Texans.
Hmm.
That come in here. Now, you said Derek Stingley Jr., and I mean, that's your all-pro. That's mm-hmm. all-pro Sting there. And he is on here as having the best backfield vision. The blurb they write, Stingley uses his backfield vision to overlap seam balls. Plus, he'll get in the weeds looking for work. He has 3 interceptions, 8 pass breakups this season.
Okay.
That feels right, man. Like, he's just... But it's interesting because I never think of it as the vision that he has.
Yeah,
right?
I think of the way he closes and his ball skills.
Right.
You know?
And when you talk about, like, you know, there's all sorts of different DB things. Like, closing speed is Denzel Ward here. In-phase runner is Nate Wiggins, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that there would be other DB things. But
so this is deep.
Oh, 109 different skills,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
All right, so you said Sting. You said Willie Anderson Jr., and yes, he is indeed, according to ESPN, the best at something. And it's makes sense because mm-hmm. we've heard a lot. We've heard him talk about it. We've heard JJ talk about it. In fact, we saw it happen in this past game, him demonstrate this particular skill, best speed to power.
Yeah.
It's his bread and butter.
A little bit of everything. Yeah,
it's his bread and butter. Yeah. It's like his speed to power. In fact, who was it that was talking about it? Mm-hmm. Was it, oh my goodness, it's going to frustrate me to no end to not remember the name. It was Baldinger. There we go.
Yeah.
That was talking about like his ability on third down to feast. And that's, I mean, it's not inherent that that's absolutely where he's going to go every time he rushes. But more often than not, it seems like when he gets to that point where it's like it is time to feast, that speed of power comes out.
Yeah.
And that's what helps him be absolutely dominant.
Bless that center's heart. He just made him look like a fool.
Look, I mean, for a second there, I was wondering if he was going to send him to the upper room.
I'm telling you, man.
All right, so when it comes to the other Texans that are on
I'm trying to think.
I mean, don't think too hard.
It hurts when I do. It hurts. Who are they? I think there's some possibilities out there.
If I tell you best spin move.
That would be Danielle Hunter.
That's right.
Yeah, that would be Danielle Hunter.
Without question, in fact. Like, he falls in with the legacy of, like, I always think of when I think of spin move, like Julius Peppers.
Yeah.
He used to spin move himself into oblivion, but he used to kill people. And Danielle Hunter absolutely is there. Mm-hmm. It makes sense that both of your edge rushers have an elite skill because that's what we're seeing, right? Yeah. That's what we continue to see in them being capable of ending games. The beauty of it is that they don't rely on one skill, like that they've continued to advance this. Danielle, obviously, from a place of veteran. But Will, that's the thing that's kind of scary to me, is that he is still committing more of those to memory and doing them in a consistent way.
So there's two left. I don't know.
Someone said, all right, y'all are telling jokes on the text line now. 832 said Stroud for best emotional. Okay, very good.
If it was a category.
Another 832 said Joe Mixon at evading, which I get what you're actually doing there running back-wise, and I'll circle back to running backs, but third level range. If I told you third level range defensively,
I would say Kalen Ballock.
There you go.
Yeah,
he does that in a great degree, and it's one of the reasons that makes him a great ball hawk is that he just covers so much ground.
Yeah.
In the secondary, and you notice a trend here.
All defense.
There's a lot of defense.
Yeah.
I gave you Will. I gave you Danielle. Best hitter.
Jalen Petrie.
Which is funny because I would have thought that. They gave it to Azeez Alshire.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, that's no problem.
All them body slams coming. It's starting to work out now, huh?
But interestingly enough, I'm glad that you brought up Petrie because Derrick Henry was asked who's the hardest tackler in the NFL. This is what he said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hardest tackler in the NFL. Petrie got me pretty good this year. He's a good tackler. Yeah. Jalen Petrie got me pretty good. I ain't even seen him, and he snuck me. But I respect his game. He can hit because he's a good tackle.
You don't think about a guy like Petrie because you think about, you know, the run stuffing, defensive tackles and stuff. But you know,
yeah, he flies in there. He don't care.
So, yeah, and the velocity, like they're coming from farther back and they're going. So that's
you
crazy.
See him, you don't get snuck.
All right, two things. First and foremost, is it a compliment or is it shade that he said he snuck me?
Yeah, I think it's a compliment. I think because it came to mind and he credited him. I did go back and see the play that he's talking about.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry literally like got up and looked to see who hit him. like if you go back
that's
and look
a
at,
big man.
Yeah, if you go back and look at that play and it's been shared, you know, all over. He kind of gets up and spins his head like, man, who was that? You're like, oh, it was number five? Holy crap. I just thought of another one. Is there another Texan on the list?
There is one more Texan on the list, which is funny because
I just thought of
you have pointed out this skill, but I don't think you'll guess it.
Really?
Yes.
Because I was thinking offense.
It's not offense.
Okay. I was thinking Nico yards after catch.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I was thinking Nico yards after catch.
Let's do that and see what are the ones that you would think and see where they are placed. On this.
Yeah.
The final Texan that comes in on this list of like the players that demonstrate the 100 or that are the best at the 109 skills in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
Best field goal blocker.
Oh, yeah. DeMeco Autry. Yeah.
It's one of those things that's really niche, but it's kind of it's been very vital for you in this in this this season. It's funny because we haven't seen it very often recently, but I'd be interested
in
seeing
that
come back.
He gets close a lot, too.
He does.
It's not just the two. Has he had two?
And what's funny is I wonder how much that changes decision making. Like that's the thing is, for me, and I'm gonna make this personal. Deal with it. I have longer arms, and people don't acknowledge it. They don't recognize it when I'm playing basketball until that first time I get a steal off you or a block off you. I'm like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
And it changes the way that people play.
You're like
and
an octopus.
I wonder if that happens for if that's happening for teams with DeNico where they recognize, hey, we might not be able to kick here because the trajectory isn't right.
Yeah, he's blocked two. He's come close with a penalty on another, and then he's come close a lot in general. I like that one.
Yeah, so when it comes to receivers, the ones that they have is like, okay, so you're talking about best yak or something, best after the catch? Does it make you mad at all that Ja'Marr Chase gets this instead of Nico Collins?
No, not at all. That's good. I think what the thing about Nico is he doesn't necessarily – I mean, he has, but he doesn't necessarily always break it for 20 extra yards. He consistently gets like 6 to 10 extra after a catch. Just like he makes the catch and doesn't just fall down or lean forward. He'll go 6 or 8 yards more, and it's just consistently he adds yardage to his catches.
I do wonder if Joe Mixon even gets to – well, not wonder. I'm fairly certain Joe Mixon is not in any of this because he has not played at all this year. But the 8-2 saying that him being like evasive – the most elusive rusher is a running back that you've seen and handled up decently.
McCaffrey?
James Cook.
Oh, okay. McCaffrey's pretty elusive.
Yeah, and also when you talk about best rushing vision and instincts, Jonathan Taylor is there, another running back that you've seen and you handled up
vision
pretty
for
well.
Sure. That is a layup as far as he sees everything.
All right, real quick before we wrap this up, were there any other ones that you were like, I would imagine a player on the Texans should have been acknowledged from this.
I thought Nico offensively and not really. Do you have any?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think. And I'm like, there's not anything.
Well, Bullock.
But
he was acknowledged
he was
on
acknowledged.
The one.
Yeah, maybe like just the ball hawk nature as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, again, it seems to track with what we have that all of this is defensively when we talk about like the elite skills.
Yeah.
Which maybe you can say is it helps inform the way that they've gone about their offense. But again, tying back, I still am trying to find the balance between these are all the elite skills that you have. The defense is clearly elite. So you want to kind of have that. This is the path that makes the most sense. But I still go, I feel like you should have more than one way to do this.
Yes, I feel like
you should
it
have
too.
More than one way to do this. Yeah. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with me. And yeah, text line, we should shout out Jalen Petrie because in addition to hitting real hard, he's trying to hit Child Hunger hard as well because he has that Feed Five Even More campaign that's going for the kids. That's kids' meals. Right, Fig? I know that's one of those that's near and dear to your heart. So, continue to support
him.
I
saw him on a post with Wade Smith. He was actually reading to the kids yesterday.
He was, man, that's
dope. How about that?
Shout out him. I think Will Anderson Jr. was partnering with Canes in a way to do another thing. Yeah, because Tuesdays are the days where they do community outreach.
Yeah. So it was Giving Tuesday.
And yesterday especially, so yeah.
For sure. Giving Tuesday. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including a story that I think matters if you're a Houston sports fan and have not had access to your teams. I'll tell you what I mean next. All right, I have an MO, which is that I can never move on. I'm always stuck in the past, and I'm just going to keep doing that because our last segment, we were talking about the skills, the 109 skills in the NFL and the best players at it. Texans, show up in a few of them, especially defensive players. Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter. Well, Will Anderson, speed to power. Danielle Hunter, spin, right? And some other things. Someone asked, Lassiter is a hard hitter. And I was like, oh, yeah. That for a defensive back, for sure. Like, best hitter, just generally, I think, was one that they kind of isolated linebacker-wise, and Aziz ends up there.
Yeah.
But best, like, hard-hitting in the secondary, I was trying to see if there was something that matched that. And the closest that they had to that was, like, best secondary player in run support.
Mm-hmm.
That went to Buda Baker, who has 38 tackles in the run.
Makes sense.
Like, that's a little bit different. But I think also, I wonder how much that shows up for cornerbacks anyways. But I do love that he has that physicality, obviously. And then someone said, how about Kaimi's field goal kicker? And here we go.
No.
Like, let me be honest. Love me some Kaimi. He ain't one of the best kickers in the league, especially right now.
Yeah.
Because it feels like at the top end of kicking, we've never seen better. In fact, we've never seen better kicking. We have ever. We've had the long in the NFL on field goal kicking set twice this year, or was it three?
I think twice.
Is it two times this year?
Remember, one was in the preseason.
No. Well, I mean, I think we had it set and reset this year.
Yeah.
In the regular season.
So twice.
Yeah.
But then, and then there was another time.
There you go. Thank you. I appreciate you for that clarification. So, Kaimi, great kicker. Don't get me wrong. He ain't the best that's happening right now, and I say that with all due respect. All right, let's get into what's popping. One of the things that's popping is, if you love you some Houston sports, obviously you can watch your Texans at any time, because the NFL makes it, it's imperative upon them for every game in a local market to be on local television. Mm-hmm. So you can always watch that. That's fine. Basketball and baseball, however, can get a little tough. Space City Home Network obviously is the home of the Rockets and the Astros. And one thing I never think about, because I have the right provider, is that it only goes to so many homes in the market.
Oh, it's
because
hard.
Of the provider thing.
It's very difficult.
And I'm sure that there's people under the sound of my voice that are like, yeah, I don't get to watch very much of these teams because of that. Well, that doesn't have to be the case now, as it's been announced today that Space City Home Network is going to go direct, or at least is going to provide a direct-to-consumer option.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to say, like, you will be able to just go online and pay for Space City Home Network. I think they're calling it SCHN Plus.
Yes.
And just pay for it like a straight up app in order to be able to watch the games. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you have the pricing in front of you.
$19.99 a month, $199.99 for the year.
So $200 for a year, huh?
$200 for the year. Astros and Rockets.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. But you were talking about.
Does that seem like a good deal?
I don't.
Because okay, because I know because at first you had to have cable to actually have that channel, right?
Yeah.
It seemed like it. I mean, if you only focused on those two sports, and it seemed like that's kind of a good deal, right?
Well, but is it? Because now this is the tough part. If you do one of the like MLB at bat or the NBA League Pass, you can't even get your local markets. Those are blacked out because they don't want those to infringe upon local television deals.
Yeah.
But those would be relatively comparative prices, but then you're paying that for just your local market.
Right.
And that feels like it's heavy.
It feels a little heavy.
That is continuing the trend that we have in streaming just generally, where every little, they're taxing us on all the different apps, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It seems a little high, but it would allow you to.
Do you pay up front or can you pay monthly?
I think it's either or. Okay. Yeah, I think it's either or. Here, I think it's a little high, but there is benefit in how many of us have like four or five or more apps, one of which you have only because you want to watch the Astros and Rockets.
Right.
So you can eliminate that one altogether.
Because a lot of people, what was the, I forgot the app that a lot of people watched, the was originally watching the Astros on.
Well,
it was kind of like, not Sling TV, but it was something similar to that.
I have Xfinity, and the only time I ever have watched Xfinity is for Astros and Rockets.
Yeah, that's
what
I
was interested
in. So that's
gone. Like, when I get home today.
For real?
It's gone. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That's gone.
That's interesting. Yeah, because 713 asked, does that mean that Space City Home Network will no longer be available on Xfinity? Absolutely not. Like
No, it'll still be there, but I don't need it.
Yeah, and I'm interested how many people were like you, John. They're like, I have this cable package because
for them.
I need this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I always thought about that from the beginning where, like, I don't have cable now. Mm-hmm. But if I did, I would only be watching, like, three channels.
Yeah. Right.
And it's just like, man, let me just get the three to five channels I watch and let me just pay for that. By itself, and then I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like that's kind of what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think for the folks who might be able to eliminate that app or that that cable
you
pack,
get value.
I think that that's the value that exists there. And or even if it's not, if you were just if you needed to watch your Rockets and your Astros and it had just been prohibitively difficult to get there, now you have another option available to you. So I thought this was cool, but I also, and this very much speaks to my previous thoughts just on the streaming revolution that we've dealt with. Yeah. It's like, damn, there's another one.
Yeah, there's another one.
There's another 20 coming off your credit card every week or off your bank account every week.
And you're sitting there and you're going, well, I got to watch these shows on Hulu and these shows on Netflix and these shows on whatever.
That's how to get you.
Yeah, and now you got to watch the Astros and Rockets on that. So you got to be very diligent about what you're keeping and what you're not keeping. There is a lot of crossover, though, from some apps that you can watch different the same show. You know.
So yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. I wanted to bring that to the fore. Some other things that are popping. Shout out to Ryan Weiss, who is the newest pitcher that the Astros have signed. He had been pitching in the Korean Baseball League, and he had earned a nickname, I believe it's Daejeon Jesus, is what he had been called, because he has long hairs and was playing in Daejeon, Korea. But he's a prospect. He seems to have some nice stuff. I think he had a 2.7 ERA in Korea, with the understanding that I'm trying to remember how it goes. I think Korea has
Japan is
solid
the second best
hitting.
In terms of just quality overall, obviously MLB one, probably Japan, and then I would say Korea would be third.
Yeah, and I would agree. I think the knock on Japan is usually like good pitching, the hitting isn't as great. Korea is like a level down, but better relatively better hitting, I think. So I'm interested to see what he does. Clearly, the Astros are finding different ways to try and address their pitching. And I wonder, because he is described as a prospect. The deal will guarantee, the deal is a two-year, he's coming back. The deal guarantees him $2.6 million for 2026. There's an option for 27.
Worth it.
So it's a one-and-one.
Worth it.
I'm interested in seeing what he has. This is one of those, take a flyer and see if you find yourself something nice, especially when you talk about, it's a phrase that we haven't said in a little bit because Astros season isn't in, but the Astros car wash.
Yeah.
Could you take a dude who
has pixie dust,
right? Nice foundation, and build him up into another pitcher that that you can utilize in a real way. I'm interested in seeing. So, welcome to Daejeon Jesus. I wonder if will we continue to call him that, or is that just going to stay
like
over
it
there? I kind of want to see. I want to see if we can pull that over. I'm not gonna lie, I will have to remember how to say Daejeon, and if I have to look at it, I think I'm already losing the pronunciation. I think I've turned it into Dijon in a way. But
Mustard Jesus.
Mustard Jesus.
Daejeon.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right in front of me. Some other things that are happening. This, you have to apologize. I have to apologize. This is very self interested for me. Chris Kleiman is retiring at Case there, or it seems like he will.
Oh, there's a local angle.
And it comes back local because if you love your Texas A&M Aggies, I do wonder how.
And who doesn't?
The Texas fans. But you'll get yours here soon. I do wonder how quickly this happens, because if you're familiar, Colin Klein is the offensive coordinator at A&M. He is a Kansas State legend as a quarterback, and he seems to be the name that is tapped if this does go.
No, I think it's done.
Happen. Is it done?
Yeah, at least according to Lucci.
How quickly does this happen for Colin Klein to take over at
K-State?
After
the playoff.
Okay.
Like what I saw as of about 15 minutes ago, done deal. I mean, obviously, I guess anything could fall through, but done deal. And he's going to coach the offense through the postseason and then go to Kansas State.
Can I ask you a question as a Texas A&M fan? You're a Texas A&M fan. I'm familiar with Colin Klein and his work, just watching, but also specifically from his time at Kansas State. You going to cry tears over Colin Klein leaving?
Well, you can't argue with success, and 11-1 is a lot of success, and who knows how far they go in the postseason. I will say this. There has been a level of frustration in terms of using your two best receivers the way that they are designed to be used, built to be used. A lot of argument has been stretch the field more. I mean, you've got Craver and Concepcion that are just electrifying players, and they've made big plays, but if you think about it, a lot of them have been yards after catch, not stretching the field. Now, to be fair, the one sort of weak spot in Marcel Reed's game is the deep ball. So maybe, you know, it's an adjustment.
Sure.
You know, he doesn't throw a great deep ball, so they're not going to throw it, and they're going to rely more on yards after catch. But to answer your question, it would be tough because they've had so much success. But I think they're going to be more than fine in College Station offensively with that talent.
Yeah. Excellent. I'm excited. I'm excited for a local legend to return to Kansas State. I am not sure that he's ready to be a head coach. That's the thing that's scary, but we will see. Yeah. And then I told you, Texas fans, y'all was going to get yours. College football chair Hunter Yurecek. Obviously, he talks after the college football playoff rankings were announced. And first and foremost, thoughts on the penultimate rankings?
There are some severe, significant things that happened here, and not all of them are great. I mean, it stinks right now if you're Notre Dame. It stinks if you're Texas.
Notre Dame is ahead of Miami still, so Miami is upset still because of that with the head-to-head thing.
But Notre Dame needs some help, namely BYU to beat Texas Tech, which I do not think is going to happen. A&M somehow got passed by a team that lost its coach and most of its staff.
But they won the Egg Bowl. they won their rivalry game.
Obviously, Texas, they're pretty much out. It's going to be because there's so many other things that can happen in the ACC, et cetera.
And when you say they're pretty much out, that's because they're 13th and they're still spots in that 12-team playoff that are going to be reserved.
Like Virginia
for
might come in. Hell, James Madison might make it.
Tulane, North Texas, one of those still has an opportunity. But Yurecek was talking about Texas being on the wrong side of the bubble, as you mentioned, there being 13th. What he said, it's not that Texas lost to Ohio State, which is, that has been Sark's kind of big. Well, if you don't let us in, it's because you're hurting us because of Ohio State. He said, it's that Texas lost to Florida, and that's holding them back. And I thought this was like, amongst the mess that they said, I did appreciate it. I was like, yeah, probably good answer.
What do I always say? Win another game, man. You want to win the argument? Win one more game than you did.
But you lost. Florida's a, what, 3-win? Or
by the way, Vanderbilt's in the SEC. They're 10-2. They have one fewer loss than Texas, although one of those losses came to Texas, and Vanderbilt is even worse off.
Yeah, they're 14.
Yeah, they're even worse off.
Because logic doesn't make sense in college football, damn it. That's why. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. That's what's popping. Actually, there's one more thing that's popping that I want to talk about even more here coming up. Laken Tomlinson is gone. Great dude, but did not work out for this team. So I think that is one of those things that we have to look at in the larger context of this team now being 7-5. Who's had the bigger hand in this Texans turnaround? Is it D'Amico Ryans or is it Nick Caserio? Let's talk about all of that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.